February 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this mission has always been about the conversion of hearts. The sole purpose of all these messages and all the graces offered here is the conversion of the heart of the world. To receive a new heart on the feast of divine mercy, you must let go of all that has been in your heart, which stands between you and me. Once your heart is emptied in this way, I can fill it with untold graces. Have repentance, therefore, for all your sins and believe in my mercy. Do not allow scruples to tether your heart to the world. Do not be chained to concern for appearance, reputation, power, or love of worldly goods. All of these things take up space in your heart, space which I long to fill. Do not be concerned for your physical well-being. Be prudent in maintaining your health, and leave the rest to me. The heart thus emptied is my blank canvas on which I am able to paint my masterpiece of grace." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10, the new life in Christ. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked, when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.